Welcome to the Lancet Respiratory Medicine Podcast. I'm Aaron Van Dorn. Today on the podcast, I spoke with Dr. Arvinder Soin, Chairman of the Medanta Institute of Liver Transplantation and Regenerative Medicine in Gurgaon, India, and the National Lead Investigator of the Indian Multicenter Tocilizumab Randomized Controlled Trial. Dr. Soin and his co-author's study looked at the use of tocilizumab plus standard care versus standard care alone in the treatment of COVID-19-associated cytokine release syndrome. Dr. Soin, what has been the evidence so far for tocilizumab to treat COVID-19, and why has there been mixed results?
The use of tocilizumab, which is an anti-IL-6 receptor antibody to treat patients with COVID-19, has been going on since the beginning of the pandemic. While many non-randomized studies have actually given encouraging results of this working on moderate or severe COVID-19 patients and reducing mortality, or even reducing the need to go on ventilation, the randomized controlled trials that have happened across the world haven't actually borne out this promise. The significant RCTs that have happened for tocilizumab in treatment of COVID-19 have been the COVACTA trial, the EMPACTA trial, the Brazilian randomized controlled trial, and another randomized controlled trial in the US, which was published by Stone et al., all of which did not show any improvement in mortality figures or in patients needing ventilation. Meta-analysis in November, which looked at 22 studies and 1,500 patients, which was published in Clinical and Experimental Rheumatology, that actually showed a mortality benefit in severe patients. So it's quite clear that the evidence is mixed. And that has basically been because the definitions of moderate and severe disease are different in different parts of the world. And the entry criteria into studies, the statistical power of the studies, the number of patients that have been taken in studies have been different all across the world. So that's basically because people did not know what to expect, which stage to give this drug at. And that's why the studies actually haven't yielded uniform results.
What does your study add to this body of evidence?
So our COVINTOX study, or the Indian multicenter trial with use of tocilizumab in COVID-19, I believe is the first study to be published which has shown that patients with severe COVID-19, when they're given tocilizumab, will have less mortality compared to standard of care arm. Although primary and secondary endpoints were no different between the tocilizumab and standard of care arms, on post-hoc analysis, we found that patients who had severe COVID-19 actually benefited with the use of tocilizumab and had less mortality compared to the standard of care arm. Interestingly, there is another large study in the preprint stage called the REMAP-CAP study, which had 800 patients, and half of them were randomized to receive anti-IL-6 receptor antibodies, mainly tocilizumab in 350-odd patients. And the other half were standard of care who did not receive any anti-IL-6 receptor antibody. And the patients who got tocilizumab had significantly less mortality than the patients who had just standard of care. In fact, the UK government has actually approved the use of tocilizumab in NHS hospitals for patients who have severe COVID-19. So this has been a practice-changing result, although it's yet to be published in a peer-reviewed journal.
What challenges did you face conducting such a study in India during a pandemic?
So conducting a randomized controlled trial in India in the pandemic was a very, very challenging exercise. Some of the challenges were common, as faced by researchers all across the world. And they involved evolving standard of care, administration of off-label treatments based on the assessment by doctors, a rapidly evolving and changing understanding of the pathogenesis and treatment of the disease, multiple trials competing for participants, media hype, and publication of non-peer-reviewed reports. In India, there were additional barriers to conducting multicenter trials in that it's a large and developing country. There isn't a robust state health system. The research fund allocation is very low, and there are deficiencies in drug availability. There are logistic challenges, travel restrictions that have been there throughout the pandemic. And basically, the reluctance or inability of patients who have recovered from COVID-19 to travel back to sites for follow-up visits, shortages in research staff, because there was a risk of contracting COVID-19. And of course, some of them already had COVID-19 were out of service. So these were the multiple hurdles we faced in India in conducting this study.
Where do you go from here in terms of how tocilizumab should be tested in future studies, and how should it be used to treat COVID-19?
Part of the problem in understanding how best to use tocilizumab in COVID-19 has been that the studies that have been conducted have not had large enough cohorts of subjects, and they have looked at moderate and severe usually together in the same study. So in future studies, there should be separate studies for moderate patients and separate for severe COVID-19 patients. And the inclusion criteria should also include inflammatory markers such as IL-6, serum ferritin levels, and CRP. And I think that if we have a large enough study on severe COVID-19 patients, one would probably get a better sense of whether tocilizumab can be used in this subset with mortality benefit.
Dr. Soyn, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Great. Thank you so much.